I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Following their meeting with Pope Francis to discuss the clerical sex abuse scandal, every bishop in Chile offered their resignation. The Pope had read the bishops his, quote, conclusions and reflections on the 2,300-page report by Archbishop Charles Scicluna and his aide during a visit to Chile to investigate the scandal. Auxiliary Bishop Fernando Ramos Perez of Santiago, who is also the Secretary General of the Chilean Bishops' Conference, said that the Pope's comments, quote, clearly showed a series of absolutely reprehensible acts that have occurred in the Chilean Church in relation to those unacceptable abuses of power, of conscience, and sexual abuse that have resulted in the lessening of the prophetic vigor that characterized her. The Trump administration is reinstituting a Reagan-era rule that will ban federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions or sharing space with abortion providers. Abortion rights supporters and medical groups have called the policy a, quote, gag rule, and its reinstatement will likely start a wave of lawsuits that will keep it from going into effect. Those against abortion say that family planning programs that receive federal funding should not be connected to abortion, while doctors' groups and abortion rights supporters argue barring doctors from counseling women, quote, trespasses on the doctor-patient relationship. A man shouting anti-Trump rhetoric exchanged fire with officers at President Trump's golf resort in Florida. The man, identified as 42-year-old Jonathan Oddie, also draped a flag over the lobby counter in what officials are calling an ambush-style attack. He entered the lobby, fired four shots into the ceiling, and waited for officers to arrive. In the exchange of gunfire, one officer sustained a broken arm, and the gunman was wounded. Miami-Dade police will be executing a search warrant on Oddie's home and have evacuated neighbors while police search for any possible booby traps. Cardinal Timothy Dolan and Bishops Frank DeWayne and Joseph Bombera were among the over 1,200 U.S. clergy and lay religious people who are asking Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to appoint a new envoy to fight anti-Semitism. The job is mandated by Congress but has gone unfilled since January 2017 when President Trump took office. In a letter to Pompeo, the religious leaders and lay people stated that there have been lethal attacks on Jews around the world, new efforts to distort the Holocaust, and some countries are trying to bar Jewish religious practices. The letter added that while anti-Semitism may start with Jews, quote, when any minority is threatened, everyone is less safe. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.